Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Well, now we see these little guys zipping around under and over the snow. One of my favorite rodents, short-tailed shrews.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, what a winter it's been for being an active rodent. Oh, gosh. Fortunately, we're starting to get, you know, some more snow, but oh my goodness, you know, that cement crust and, you know, the cold. Oh, I just really feel for them. You see in the mornings on the new snow, you know, over that crusty stuff, there'd be all these tracks. They're just zooming around, like you say, not just feeding, you know, they're always kind of in a feeding frenzy, but now it's the frenzy of finding a place to get under and where there might be a little more insulation.
Well, at our house, we refer to them as little sausages.
Okay.
So tell me about them.
All right, I will. So they're about overall 5 inches long. So they're of our common shrews, they're the largest. But as the name implies, they have a short tail. So of the total length, the tail is only an inch long, which is a significantly different proportion than the other shrews. Yeah, little sausages. I kind of think of them like bullet trains. Since they're typically, when you see them, you know, which is most likely for me anyway, in the winter, they're making a beeline for something, you know, from maybe the hole they came out of the snow to the hole they're going to go into. They have very pointy heads, noses, you know, their whole front end is tapered to a narrow point, like all of our shrews. Tiny, tiny eyes. So that unless one is posing for you or it's dead and you're holding it in your hand, it's very hard to even tell they have eyes. They're very tiny eyes. And their ears are basically invisible. The only way to see the ear is to be holding one and be able to part the fur at the side of the head and see the opening. So it doesn't have any outer ear. Their pelage, their fur is, well, at least the ones that I've ever seen have always been kind of a slaty gray. I guess it can be a little more variable than that, but up here, anyway, I've never seen one that isn't that slaty gray. And it's just really, really soft, incredibly soft. You know, to think of these bullet trains covered with beautiful soft fur. They're voracious predators, eating. They don't need to eat quite as much as our other little shrews, the masked and the pygmy shrew, which are much tinier and basically have to eat constantly. Earthworms, if it has a chance, it will eat other small mammals. Eats a lot of insects, so they're well regarded as rodents for being very helpful overall in controlling insect pests. So all of us gardeners who struggled with all the pests in the garden last year, these are the rodents, you know, that we really want to see succeed and in their foraging over the winter, because they're going to be going after dormant adults, the pupae of these and eggs of these insects that are overwintering on the ground. And so go shrews. Clean up all those nasty pests. And so their tracks in the snow are going to be easily distinguished from a mouse or from the other shrews, because they're going to have this noticeable tail drag, because that short tail can't be raised up. You don't hold it up as they run, so it's just sticking straight out the back. So the only other thing that's going to leave a tail drag like that, these little rodents, would be the voles. If you're seeing sets of tracks where the prints are 2 inches apart, or just this, sometimes in, you know, really fluffy snow, they're just going to leave a continuous trail. And if it's wider, so more like an inch wide as opposed to only a half an inch wide, then you're probably seeing the evidence of a short-tailed shrew. And boy, they, as I said earlier, they've really, you know, had to be out on the surface a lot more than normal for this time of year. Now, with more snow, that's going to change.
I've seen them, usually just see them going, as you say, zip bullet train past mm-hmm. you from one short distance to another.
Yeah.
But I did have an occasion, not yet this year, but last year, because it was so fascinating. And this guy apparently didn't know where he was going, or didn't, or when he got there, he didn't want to go there. So he would back and forth and back and forth a couple of times. I had a really good look at him, and I was standing just right practically there. over him. Maybe that was what it was. But yeah, they're an amazing little creature.
Yeah. And among their amazing traits is they're the only other venomous mammal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, other than a shrew-like thing that apparently lives in Cuba and Hispaniola, they're the only venomous mammal. So I suppose it's possible that there could be some ultra-sensitive human being for whom this could be a serious issue. But as far as I know, it's more, you know, if you were bitten, it would be painful and maybe more lasting pain because of this venom that would be there. But they're not particularly dangerous to us. But it's very effective against their prey. So one bite can kill a mouse. So, you know, whether they're defending an area to forage in or as I said, they will eat small mammals if they can get them and kill them or find them freshly dead or something from starvation. So they have that in their toolbox as a predator. But it also is a protective thing because it also means that they're not a typically used by larger mammals as prey because of this venom. Owls are the exception. They are the exception as predators. They do take a lot of short-tailed shrews.
I will not be taming any shrews.
Yeah, little did we know how really appropriate that was as a title.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on very interesting little short-tailed shrews.
Oh, you're welcome.